Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Monday, February 12th. U.S. equity futures are essentially unchanged across the board. So you have S&P futures flat. NASDAQ futures are up about 11 points. That's 6 basis points. And you have Dow futures down 27 points, which is about 6 basis points. In Europe, the major indices are trading up about 40 basis points overall. Relatively broad gains in Europe. You're seeing outperformance in autos, luxury, basic resources, chemicals, retail, real estate, energy, and utilities. You're seeing underperformance in healthcare, media, and tech. No real major earnings reports out of Europe to note. And then most of Asia was closed. So Japan, Hong Kong, mainland China, Taiwan, Korea, all were closed. Australia and India were both open, and those two markets saw losses. So it's an extremely slow morning. There's very little news out to really comment on. You did have a few developments in the Middle East, which I have in the piece. But otherwise, no economic numbers, no real major central bank headlines, no major earnings reports to note. So I think the combination of very minimal news plus Asia being closed is making for just a very, very uneventful morning. So this podcast will be short and sweet. Just turning to the calendar for today, you're going to get the latest New York Fed consumer expectation survey out at 11. That will include inflation expectations. And then you have a few earnings reports after the close, including Arista Networks, which is a, an AI associated stocks that will be watched closely, along with Avis, a couple of REITs, and a few other names. Just turning to the week overall on the calendar, the big event obviously would be tomorrow with the CPI. It's expected to show disinflation, both core and headline. And then, you have the UK CPI on Wednesday, US PPI also on Wednesday. You have US retail sales on Thursday, a couple Fed reports for the month of February, the Empire and Philadelphia both come Thursday. And then the latest Michigan inflation expectations numbers hit on Friday. Big House election coming up tomorrow. This will be, a very important barometer for, the direction of the country as we move into the November election. This House district in Nassau County is very, very purple. So it's very much a swing district. So that will be very interesting to see how it turns out. And then on earnings, so like I said, Arista Networks tonight will probably be the main highlight. And now we're moving into the January end report. So that those kick off, Cisco will be the first big one Wednesday night. You have Applied Materials Thursday night. And you do have a few more of the December end companies that are set to report. So Coca-Cola comes tomorrow morning, Marriott also tomorrow morning, Shopify tomorrow morning, Airbnb is Tuesday night. And then a few others, but we're now moving into the January end season. The most important of which will be the big retailers, so Walmart, Target, that come later in February, along with Nvidia and then some of the other tech names. And that is pretty much everything for today, Monday, February 12th. Thank you for listening.